Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Welcome to the program. The Occupy Wall Street protests now spreading to cities across the country and organizers meeting this evening to plan to occupy Detroit to talk about what that will entail and what's behind the growing movement. I'm joined by Ife Johari Uhuru, the co-founder of the Occupy the Hood movement and also involved in the planning of Occupy Detroit. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we see the images on TV of the Occupy Wall Street protest, which appears to be less than organized at times. What will the Occupy Detroit protest look like? Will we see a similar gathering of people camping out in downtown Detroit?
Well, that's what tonight is about. We actually don't know where we're going to camp out or occupy. The General Assembly tonight, that's the main thing on the agenda, is discuss the location. But hopefully we have a great crowd, a big crowd, to come out and protest against the big banks and corporations, the 1%.
You know, some say the movement essentially calls for class warfare by pointing the finger at the country's richest 1% and blaming a lot of our problems on them. Are they really to blame for an economic slowdown that nobody is happy about?
I don't know if I want to... I want to say that, I know for sure that it's not fair for the world to be run by the 1%. The voices of the people should have the power to control their economic lives and things like that. I don't think it's fair that 99% of the people have this voice and only 1% of the people are the ones to make the decisions. So I think this whole movement is about bringing power back to the people.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain made headlines when he said that those in the Occupy Wall Street protests should really blame themselves for their conditions and that in our free country, if someone isn't able to succeed, it's really their own fault. How is he wrong?
That's a very general statement. There are a lot of specifics that go along in that and individual stories that go along in that. Also, not everybody is afforded the same opportunities. And not only that, but there is just a lot of just average working people. This isn't even about being rich. A lot of this is just about surviving. You know, with layoffs and wage cuts, people here in Detroit, need public assistance, just like the banks need public assistance, or the bailout assistance, I'm sorry. We need public assistance, and for thousands of people to be knocked off of public assistance, and then you blame them when even the corporations need assistance, but nobody says anything about that. So that's a very general statement and easy for him to say.
You know, a lot of the cuts we've seen here in Michigan are being made by state lawmakers. It almost seems like the protests should be happening in Lansing rather than Detroit. Who will the protests likely be focused on?
Well, actually, there is an umbrella, which is Occupy Michigan, but there also is an Occupy Lansing. There's an Occupy Ann Arbor and Occupy Flint and Occupy Detroit.
I see. Now, is the idea to begin protesting in the next several weeks?
Hopefully we can begin protesting in the next several days. Tonight, once we get the location, that's the main thing, because after that you have general assemblies at the location you pick, and we should have general assemblies, if not daily, very, very often, so that we can start putting together an agenda for how we want to go forward, bringing a better community to the people of Detroit.
How long do you think a protest would last? I mean, would people be camping out for just several days, or could it go on through the fall?
It's indefinite right now. We don't know. We're not putting an end time on it. No one has put an end time on any of the movements. So we don't know. Hopefully we will last throughout the winter and through the fall here in Detroit.
I'm talking to Ife Johari Uhuru. She's the co-founder of the Occupy the Hood movement, also involved in the planning for Occupy Detroit. You know, Detroit certainly isn't Wall Street, and most Detroiters haven't been growing increasingly rich like some of those on Wall Street. What do you think exactly will be the focus then of this Occupy Detroit event?
Well, again, I want to stress that will come from the voice of the people, but we can look at Detroit and see just some of the things that we know for sure that we have issues with, like school closings and home foreclosures, the unemployment rate, again, the public assistance being knocked off of that. So those are some things that are specific to Detroit. But again, that's what the General Assemblies are for, so that people can begin to put the issues that they think Detroit needs to address on the board so we all can discuss it. And it's a consensus base, so we all are going to come to these decisions and solutions together.
These protests have certainly gotten a lot of media attention, but it certainly doesn't look like lawmakers are really being affected. Isn't the only real solution when it comes to enacting change in this country to begin to have some kind of a real political power and begin to support political candidates?
Well, I'm not at the liberty to speak on political because I know so far the whole movement has stayed away from politics. I don't know of too many politicians I haven't seen got involved in it. They support, some of them have their support from afar, or they're like Herman Cain, you know, they're protests from afar, but for the most part, I don't see many politicians being involved. So I know that this isn't, like Occupy the Hood, I can say it's not a political movement, it's community-based, but to try to get people involved. But I don't know if they want to go into that lane, but again, it will all be for the people to decide. I think that the people are kind of making a democracy of their own and saying that we hold the power, not the politics or the people in that. We even give the politicians the power by vote. So, you know, again, it still boils down to the people have the power.
Barack Obama, President Obama, was there was so much hope when he was elected, hope for change and real structural differences that were going to be made that we hadn't maybe ever seen in the country. But now it looks like even liberals are a bit unhappy with him. What do you see in terms of the type of support the president's going to be getting from this Occupy movement?
That as far as the movement will give the president, or that the president will give the movement?
Well, I guess in terms of the people involved in the movement, is there still that sense of hope in President Obama that he can really do anything, or at this point does he appear to have just become a typical Washington politician?
You know, I have not heard anybody speak about President Obama. This is me personally. Excuse me. I haven't heard anybody speak about President Obama, but I think the whole movement itself and the spirit shows that we as people feel like something has got to be done, and it can only come from us. We're no longer looking for, you know, other people to bring about a change to the world, that we have to bring it. So I don't know if people are looking to President Obama to change things. I think this is about the people realizing that we can do it. So I haven't heard anybody say, you know, their support or non-support in this movement about the president.
Now, I know the focus is on the 1% of the richest Americans, but what kind of things do you think lawmakers should do that they're not doing now, considering that budgets are being cut by the state and by municipalities, and that funding that was once available simply isn't there?
What do I think that the lawmakers could do?
Yeah, I mean, what could lawmakers in Detroit or Lansing do now, considering that they're all facing budget cuts and a lot of the money for the social programs and the cuts that we're seeing now isn't...
They can come out and hear what the people have to say. They can come out and speak to the people and come among the people who will be gathered, hundreds and hundreds of people, and listen to the voters and the voices of Detroit and hear what we have to say. The actual people, not just a name on a ballot, but the people's faces. And hear what we have to say, the people's voices, and listen to us. That is the beginning. The doors are open.
Do you think that there's any similarity between this Occupy movement and the Tea Party, which was, in a sense, also a grassroots movement?
I personally don't want to discuss the Tea Party. I don't want to compare. I personally don't want to compare this movement to the Tea Party. So I have no comment on the Tea Party.
Although for the Occupy movement to begin to develop the type of political power the Tea Party has, that would certainly add to your power, would it not?
Well, you know, I definitely see it's only been like a month or so that this has been going, and look where it is around the world in a month. So, if it has this kind of power to grow like this, who knows where this could go? This really is very powerful, what's happening around the world right now. It's not just happening around the country. It's happening around the world. This is not just a party. This is a movement, a life-changing thing. Like I've told some other people, I even saw communication from Occupy Mumbai. So this is around the world. It's the spirit is.
And can you tell me, how has the movement been being put together? I know social networks have been a big part of it. How many people are involved, at least in the Detroit Occupy movement, and how are you guys communicating and coming together?
Well, you're right. Social media is a nice hub for getting the word out fast and communicating with people and spreading the word. So Twitter, we have a Twitter, Occupy Detroit, Twitter page that they can follow information and find out when the events and the general assemblies and things like that are. There's Occupy Detroit on Facebook, and they can go there too. And we put out information on Facebook so that we keep people up to date, people who may not be able to make it out to the General Assembly or whatever, so that people can be kept up to date. So after tonight, after the General Assembly, when we have our location and date picked, then we'll be putting that out again on social network, and it'll go around fast, hopefully, so people can come out and start occupying.
Ife Johari Uhuru, the co-founder of the Occupy the Hood movement and also involved in the planning, which is tonight, for Occupy Detroit. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.